Yo,
what's up, fool? What's up, fool? Podcast is back after a long vacation. Actually, with no vacation, we've just been busy. Our hiatus. What's up, fool? Podcast. We're back. Rodrigo Torres in the back seat.
Yeah, right, man. Now.
So what's up, fool, man? We've been gone, huh?
Fuck yeah, dude. Been fucking on the road, dog. Nonstop, fool.
I know, man. The longer we're gone, the more people suggest guests for us, bro. Man.
Well, Spokane, right, fool?
Man, even though the podcast for free, people act like they own it now.
They all got a piece. They all know steak.
They want to stay. They want to tell us what to talk. This guy left a comment on iTunes. Yeah, I like the show till Felipe starts talking about politics. Then it gets sad.
Why is it sad, bro?
Why is it sad?
Get a hug.
Speaking of politics, yeah, man, there are 50 black children missing right now in D.C. Spread the word, man. It's another thing that's not being publicized that much, you know. But there's 50 little girls who got kidnapped in the last 3 weeks in D.C. So that's our political statement right now. We don't really got to talk about nothing else. There's nothing else political, you know. What can we talk about, bro?
Healthcare
is still around, even though I don't have Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. I just got plugged in back to my SAG-AFTRA union health insurance, bro.
Hallelujah.
Hell yeah, bro. I'm back. I'm back to not paying full price for dental. That shit gets expensive after a while, bro.
I bet, dog. Shit, those little drills and shit ain't cheap, dude.
Especially with my new fucking gums I have now.
Shit, if that motherfucker got cable inside the little fucking in the dental room, fool, that shit's expensive, dog.
Man, especially the doctor I go to, because I don't know why I went to this doctor, man, but he's over there. It's funny. My dentist is a woman, you know, they're both from Brazil. She goes, I got to send you to my brother. He's an orthodontist. So that fool is the fool that replaced my teeth with good teeth. Man, when you have, like, good teeth or your teeth start getting clean, you know, you have no more cavities. I start having nightmares, bro, that my teeth fall off.
Why, fool?
Well, I'm having a dream the other day that I just pulled the top of my gum and everything came off. And then I took a nap and I had to dream again.
Don't think like that, dog.
So now I'm paranoid, man. My teeth, are they losing? Too many dabs? What's going on?
Oh, fuck, dude. Stay away from taffy.
I know, man. What's up, fool, man? Shout out to everybody that told us when we're coming back. But we're back right now. We're in El Paso, Texas right now. We're cruising the beautiful city of El Paso.
Hell yeah, man. One of the safest cities in America, right?
One of the safest, bro. Even though 3 people got killed last night.
That's what Burr
said.
All
on the same street. Yeah, with a record low. 3 people were killed.
All the violence bleeding in from Juarez.
You know, even it's funny, like, even though there's, like, violence going on in Juarez during the drug cartel wars over here. Hold on, man. We just got to see what's up right here, man. Why would you get in a line with gasoline with 20 cars, bro?
I don't know if we
I thought Texas had oil, bro. we're at a Costco gasoline station.
Let's get some hot dogs, eh?
And
slice of pizza.
We're pulled up to get gas. There's like 12 cars. It feels like during the gas strikes of the 1970s.
Before my time. <Nah. laughs> Come on, motherfucker. Let's go somewhere else, dog. It's full.
So we're here. We're driving with John Lithgow Jr. Now we're here with
El Paso's finest.
Nico Armenian. Half Armenian, half Mexican, all Armenian. But this guy cannot close the deals like the Armenians in Glendale.
Bro, what's the problem?
Those are real Armenians, man.
In El Paso, bro.
When you deal with an Armenian family, you're dealing with everybody, man.
You want hair, bro? I'll sell you hair. You're going bald.
You get into a car accident in California, the tow truck driver is Armenian. And he'll tell you, my friend, your back is so fucked up, you got to talk to my brother. He's a chiropractor. And you go over there, it's his brother, man. He's a chiropractor, Armenian guy. And then the chiropractor will tell you, hey, bro, your back is so fucked up before you even take the x-ray. And then what should I do? You need a lawyer. My brother-in-law is a very good lawyer. He just came here from Fresno. Yeah, when we were with Nico, man. Man, bro, he hooked it up this week. Thank you very much. He hooked it up. I did Buzz Radio on KLAQ. And the video is up on Facebook if you want to see the interview. And then the next day, This fool said, you want to come back in the morning? You know me, man. I didn't want to get up at 6:30 again, but I did. I got up at 6:45. And we went back to do radio. Bro, of course I'm not used to it, bro. Who gets up early, bro?
Nico.
The worms, bro. Yeah, bro, we're here with Nico. What's up, Nico?
What's up, fool? How you guys doing? It's good to see you. We've met here a couple times randomly, right? We always meet randomly.
We'll say
so
randomly.
It's nice to actually meet.
Calculated motherfucker.
It's calculatedly. It's nice to meet calculatedly.
Oh, bro, I don't know your gas was on low.
It's a little low, but I know my girl Bessie, she goes just a little bit over the red line.
My girl, I thought you broke up with her, dog.
No.
It's funny, man. A lot of guys, growing up and guys now, they always have a name for their car. Like my chingona. And there was this comedian named Juan Dexter. Yeah, man, my car talks to me. Every morning I try to start the car and say, hell no. That's a fucking funny ass joke. Well, so your car name is Bessie?
Yeah, man. She's the best. Bessie's the best.
My last car name was Nova.
Nova.
All right. We're here just for a week here in El Paso. So what's it like, man, being... your father's Armenian?
My dad is Armenian. His dad left. And now I have an Armenian last name.
Your dad left?
My grandpa.
Oh, your grandpa. Where are they originally from?
Armenia.
Armenia, huh? So he came here with the 1920s?
Yeah.
Skipped the Ottoman
1920s
Turks?
Skipped the Turks. Came through Mexico. Met a nice Latino woman. Settled down in Juarez. Got kicked out of Juarez by Pancho Villa.
I'm making that shit up, dog.
That's true, bro.
Yeah, they did. Pancho Villa wasn't, he was nice. So he kicked a bunch of people from Juarez back to El Paso, where he was like, that's worse. Go back to El Paso or the States where it's awful.
Damn, man. I don't know Pancho Villa was a bad man.
Yeah, no photos.
He was like the Trump of Mexico in like 1940.
That's right, because he went to the we have a history major in the back of us. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think Pancho Villa wanted to nationalize Mexicans, right? Or he was just a bank robber, Rodrigo. Help me out here, bro. I'm dying.
Well, weren't they fucking, they did the revolution. Nothing really happened, right? And they got kicked out and Mexico went on its own way, right?
Oh, chill.
Never really in power.
This girl right here selling puppies. She has a little pug, right? She's making out with him. Little guy, huh? He's going to fly out the window if she gets to a car accident.
Do you see dogs in LA anywhere?
We don't see them like that, bro. This girl is driving with him on her shoulder, bro. I wouldn't put my rabbit in danger.
This guy will never mess around on me.
They're practicing for
baby. So what's up, man? We're here, man. I've been coming to El Paso since 1997. Was my first time in El Paso.
Represent
20 years ago, man. I took a Greyhound bus over here to open. Was another comedian. I guess other trash just fell out of here.
The dusty
El Paso
town.
Used to be a clean city.
Till today, fuck.
You guys got cameras everywhere, man. Everybody could be a movie star here in El Paso. Speed limit, 35 miles an hour. You just went 37. So right now you're taking us where?
We're going to go through Scenic Drive. It's like we got the tail end of the mountain, the Rocky Mountains here. So there's a nice little drive around the mountain. And... you could call it Make Out Point, Lover's Lane, whatever else.
Fuck?
Thanks for taking it in your shorts.
And my long socks, my soccer socks.
I'm fucking dressed like he's going
shit.
To a strip club.
I own a grocery store. Look, Esparza Grocery. We got to come back here.
Let's get some chips.
On a drive-thru, bro. Oh, wow. I didn't know that, people. There's an Esparza Grocery store here. I've never seen my name anywhere in any type of business.
They know you're vegan.
Yeah, I'm going to buy a pinche gordo right there. Everybody here is fat, huh?
Yeah, like 99.
I noticed that when I was at the airport, that the driver said, you're going to blend in Mexico, in El Paso. And I'm like, fuck, how fucking fat am I? So what's up, fool, man? Also, Nico, the half Armenian Mexican guy, he was working today for KLAQ Buzz Radio. And that fool was wearing a big ass sun costume, like a big sun costume. And it was like 90 degrees. And they were doing like this small marathon, like a 2K. And the fucking sun fell over on a lot of people.
Obstacle courses and shit.
What up, Rodrigo, man? Chilling. You're all quiet in the back, bro, with Adam Murray here.
I'm over here fucking with the kidnap victim and shit. Adam Murray. Yes, people.
Remember Adam Murray, the guy who almost who took the podcast to a standstill the last time? Talking about his cab ride days. Oh, man. We got a story for you guys, man. As a comedian, you know, it's tough to date, you know, or have a girlfriend or the comedian. Oh, a lot of guys don't like bringing their girlfriends to shows. Hey, I was one of those guys. I don't like bringing my girlfriends to shows. I don't like my girlfriend open up her mouth during a comedy conversation. Like, I don't give a fuck who you think you're funny. The only person that you think should be funny is me. Me, bitch. Me. Nobody else. I don't want to hear, oh, that guy had a great set. Fuck his set. So that's the only reason I would never bring a girl to a show, you know. Girls are to be met at the show, not to be bringing to no show. That's why, man, Felipe has a rule now. I don't fuck around with nobody. You know, I don't date nobody. I don't try to see nobody at no show. Because, man, you lose a lot of fans. So, what's his name? Adam Murray. He just...
Adam Murray.
What is that thing? What is your intro? You're the hottest thing out of Tampa?
The Orlando Sentinel.
Whatever Rodrigo's the hottest comedian out of the Riverside Tribune.
Hello. Put your sunglasses on.
What's up, Adam Murray, man? So what's been up to, man, since we last spoke? You're living now at what? The guy from the Comedy Zone, right?
Yeah, no.
Bonkers.
The guy who owns Bonkers has a house he doesn't live in anymore in Orlando, and he lets me live there. It's like a mansion. It's not that big. It's like a mini mansion. It's like 3,800 square feet, but I'm the only one there.
And the dog.
Yeah. Well, I wish I had a dog. I don't have a dog, unfortunately.
But I thought there was a dog there.
No. They used to have a dog. They have a picture of a dog on the fridge, but no, it's really sweet, man. I can't complain. I got a great setup. They got a ridiculous kitchen. You've been there. It's like that huge. They got a pool and a jacuzzi and that.
Tell people how hot it gets outside and the temperature in the house never gets below 76.
Dude. Well, when it's super hot outside, yeah. There was a while that like it was like 110 outside or some shit, and it didn't get the house couldn't physically get below 78. But when it's cold in the house, which is nice.
So how long Bonkers, the guy been booking comedy for?
He's been booking comedy for like 30-something years. The first comic he used to book bands, and he booked a comedian, and he realized that it was far easier because he didn't have to like set up all the drums and shit and then take it all down. He was he was like always in the club, and then he booked a comedian, and all they needed is a microphone. So the first comic he ever booked was a then unknown Jay Leno.
Jay Leno, huh?
Jay Leno was the first comic he ever booked in his nightclub. So he started booking comedians from then on. And the rest is history. He's got like 30-something clubs across the United States.
Are they all official comedy clubs or some of them are rooms?
Some of them they're some of them are rooms. You never know. Some of them are really cool theaters. Some of them are casinos. Some of them are like, I talk about the Home Assassin place. It's an outdoor biker bar / Harley Davidson repair shop / tattoo parlor.
They have comedy there.
And they have dude, it's as rowdy as you could possibly imagine. There's literally nothing out there, and everyone from the town comes out to see the shows.
So he basically books a lot of hell gigs too.
Yeah, man. Yeah, no one wants to go there.
So not that many urban acts go there.
No, they actually they.
They love urban acts.
The funny thing is they love urban acts, but they're super, super fucking racist out there. Like,
you know, it's funny how I met a lot of people who I thought were racist till I came in and made everybody laugh, and they're like loving me, man, and they have Confederate flags in their car.
Yeah, it's weird. It's
like they're not really racist. They're just not in. They're not. They don't see what the world that we see. You know, with everybody hanging, mixing up, and hanging out, because they have friends. And so a lot of people just don't leave the neighborhood.
Yeah, they don't know anything beyond that tiny town they live in. Yeah. That's all they know is the 15 white people that live next to them.
It's like comedians, when we show up to a place, like a small town, where there is Brawley, for example. Brawley, there's a lot of shows there. And we're bringing them the world as we see it. Because they might see the world one way, but then a comedian goes up there and goes, wait a minute, that's just hilarious. I never saw it that way. I'm not going to start being racist, but that's still hilarious. Or I'm not going to be, it's like when Gene Pompa had that, Gene Pompa, for example, did a show, and there was this racist dude, right, racist surfer came up to him, man, and says, hey, bro, so you're saying, man, that I got to look at everybody the same, man, Latinos, Blacks, Asians. No, I got to look at Black, I got to see Hispanics the same way, bro. And I go, nah, bro. You got to see everybody the same way, not just Hispanics, Asians, Blacks, you know, everyone. Oh, dude, but you got to keep in mind, man, I'm a fucking idiot. You know, people like that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm known as the small towns, you know, I don't even know, you know, how many times they drop the N-word around their friends, but they seem to love me, man. They want to take me fishing. And they always show up. Like they're loyal. Like when I was in Odessa, Texas, at Odessa. They used to in Midland, Texas. They had a guy, and Steve Fly, a comedian. You can ask him. He's on Twitter. A guy showed up. A guy showed up, and during his act, put on his fucking Klan mask on.
Oh my God.
He put his Klan hood on during the show. And this is the same guy that every time I show up, he smokes me out. Him what? And I, we smoke out, and he talks about how shitty the ground is where he lived. They can't even grow nothing no more because it's been because of the fracking and all that and around the other area, you know, where good ass oil is making everybody rich. His land is turning into clay, where it's like 6 feet deep now, and you really can't grow nothing. He even showed me that I tried shoveling it, my shovel broke, I can't even plow it no more, nothing grows. So, and then this guy, he's the guy that showed me how to use ecstasy the right way. Like his business was selling ecstasy all the time and riding a Harley Davidson. His wife was totally racist. Like she said she lives in a place in Texas where it says, there's a sign on the bottom of the population that says, welcome to Klan Town.
But even if they were like real Klansmen, they weren't supposed to kill you and shit?
I don't know.
There's places in like South Carolina that it'll be, you know, what's her face's country kitchen, but it's all spelled with K's. So they'll do shit like that to put KKK on this.
Oh, this nigga stutters, cuck a clan.
It's weird though, man. Like that shit still exists.
Do you think there are any like Mexican? Do you think there are any like Mexican KKK?
Yeah, Rico Chavez. There's a lot of them, bro. They're on YouTube, bro. They're on.
There's just a lot of racist ass Mexicans.
There's a lot of racist ass Mexicans, bro. That they just grew up, bro. They got molested by their uncle, so they hate Mexicans now.
Dude, why is I see like when I dated a Spanish chick, she was telling me about.
Yeah, you go with the Spanish.
Oh, really? Summer I was in Barcelona.
Was she from Barcelona or Madrid, bro? Let me know. Where was she from?
She was from Orlando, but her her.
All those talking about cocksucker.
She was Puerto Rican, bro.
her dad was Cuban, and I guess the type of
half.
Yeah, the type of Spanish she spoke was Castilian, but she's
she was Spanish, bro.
Hey, bro, hit the fucking stop button, bro. What's the period of the story?
she was the one who told me about like Spanish people.
She made
people,
you spell that shit first off.
Like Spanish people hate other types of Spanish people.
First of all, you didn't bring no weed, and then you got a bunk ass story, dog. What's next?
I was just saying. Why is
so
that?
Those
why
twigs?
Why do Spanish people hate other Spanish
Cortez
people?
Cortez beard and shit. The
door of
Spanish women.
Yeah, so she ever make you any fucking what was that shit they use? Paella?
Paella.
No.
Oh, you never made it that far, huh? All right. I dated a Spanish girl. She made paella at my house while I was on coke, bro. That fucking oh man, I'm such a mean guy.
She used to make me Italian food, actually.
All right, she was Catalina.
Yeah. Spanish, bro, making Italian.
What was the difference to you as a white man? You know, because white people always say, oh man, I was dating a Latino. She was spicy. Oh, man, she was crazy.
She was sucking on my chili.
Yeah, she, man. White guys always always talk about how white, like, Mexican cheese and chili were spicy. She was crazy. It was her Latina side. But when white Mexican guys, we say white cheese, my wife is white. I never see anything that could be so derogatory to say, oh, she's just a white-ass bitch. Huh. You know, nothing, man. I don't see nothing, man.
Pipe probably me on Taco Tuesday.
Nothing, man. If anybody's seeing anything, it's just me in my own head.
I mean, I guess she used to love to, well, I don't know if she loved to, but she used to always argue about stuff.
And bro, that's probably her Cuban side, because I dated a Cuban girl, bro. We were together for 12 hours, bro. That 12 hours felt like a fucking 2 month relationship. At the end of the at the end of the 12 hours, I remember that chick Aona C.
She was really good, man. But there'd be stuff where she'd get in an argument and she would pack a bag and walk out the door. Like, she wanted me to stop her. You know what I mean? Like, she had so much stuff at my house.
She was a world traveler.
You could tell what she was packing wasn't enough to be like, I'm never coming back. Because it was like, you still have a ton of stuff here. But she would grab a suitcase and just randomly throw shit into it and then go stomping out the door.
Some chicks like doing that, huh? Making a big scene, embarrass you in front of everybody.
You guys live together?
Yeah, we lived together for a while. And her dad used to lovingly threaten to kill me all the time.
White men always say that, man. Her dad wanted to put a hex on me.
he would...
Motherfucker put me in a suplex.
He was crazy, dude.
Don't fuck a chick's dad up.
But dad, Latino, I think no dad likes the guy they're dating with. Because I used to date my son's mom, and I didn't have a fucking car, bro. She was picking me up to go everywhere.
Dude, what?
And that fool getting pissed off, bro.
Before Uber.
He was getting pissed off, bro. Like, hey, you don't have a car yet? You don't have no money?
We got a car, eh?
He goes, I'm flat telling you, bro, I don't need a fucking car when you have a fat ass dick, dog.
I got a chauffeur, homie.
When you have a fat dick, man, you don't need a car, bro. Your dick travels. Penises call Ubers.
The crazy thing is he loves the shit out of me now. Like, whenever
I... You're gone, dog.
Well, whenever I...
You're gone. You're not there no more, bro. You're just a friend now. You think my fucking son's grandfather, the one who used to talk shit, they motherfuckers in a wheelchair. His fucking wife died and shit. I think one of his sons died.
He
loves me now, bro. Oh, Felipe, I wish you would take me to one of those shows. Fuck you, asshole.
Yeah, he's always,
wheel your ass over there. Eh?
He's always like, dude, hey, I know you're not seeing her anymore, but if
and you I'm happy
come
about
by,
that.
Feel free, come see us.
I don't want no son with a fucking curl.
Maybe I'll suck it off, right?
I want my son to have an ass.
Her grandparents only speak Spanish. They speak like a little bit of English. But whenever I'd walk over, her grandmother would like grab my curls and start pulling on them and say something about them in Spanish.
She wouldn't have sex with you,
now you're fucking a grandma.
Would she choke you too?
Would she choke you too?
That was Nico over here driving and talking.
Trying to talk and think at the same time.
Motherfucker's talking like it has a neck
brace on. How
about
you, Nico? Did you two meet your girlfriend's dad? Did he like you? Or Chico, most dads like don't like anybody you're dating, huh?
Oh, dude, I've only
because all they see is you fucking them, bro.
Oh, I think all of them, you know, but I think for the most part, there's some that do.
No, they definitely hated me. Actually, one of the few parents who ever hated me. Most of my friends' parents always liked me. Most of the girls I knew, their parents always liked me. And
your exes too, eh?
No, my ex's dad and mom were the first people who didn't like me.
And now you're gone.
Yeah, man. I'm trying to, because see, most of the women I've been with didn't have a dad. Like Lisa, I never met her dad. Her dad left when she was little.
Pleasure to meet you, Felipe.
And he was gone, bro. He took up with all the photo albums.
This motherfucker talk. Who gives a fuck?
Tell us, bro. Where we at? All
right. So we're in El Paso, and we're on the side of the mountain driving up Scenic Drive.
That's Mexico over there with that X, right?
Yeah, we got a great view of East El Paso and East Mexico, Little Mexico.
I love it. You're fucking stuttering here.
Yeah. No, but you can see the border and the actual like things marking the border.
Actually, from right here, man, you can actually see actual trash being burned from Juarez.
The lines of demarcation.
And what is that thing saying up above Juarez over there?
Bienvenidos.
It says, La Biblia es la verdad, Liela.
La Biblia. Es la verdad. And then while we're to the right, we have the El Paso Police Academy where Charlie's Angels in Spanish was shot here. Las Charlitas.
Las Charlitas.
That'd be a funny sketch, huh? Latina fucking Charlie's Angels. Las Charlitas.
You name a girl Charles? You call her Charlita in Spanish? Charlita.
Sounds like charro beans. Like, I don't know.
So right now this big ass mountain, it belongs to Texas, but it used to belong to Mexico, right?
Yeah, I think most of this area. Okay, yes, based on my history degree, Rodrigo.
Who gives a fuck?
Which I don't have. We were all owned at one point by Mexico. Yeah. Because I can include myself in that subset of people. I'm Mexican.
Oh, you're Mexican now, but on stage you're half white.
Motherfucker, yeah,
I say the half white side is my Armenian side because I thought Armenians were white.
You thought?
I thought.
Armenians are white here in Texas, bro. But once you hit Glendale, bro, you hook up with the Glendale police. Listen, you fucking Russian dog.
That nose does not come from Armenia, bro. Okay.
Oh my
Jesus
God!
Jesus fucking Christ! I'm about to beat this with the microphone.
Of course, man. At the end of the mountain is a fucking ice cream truck.
Yeah.
No shit. Look at that.
They sell clamato here, and piñas. Oh man, somebody please get me a mangoneada.
Yeah, we're going to be fucking sitting here. We'll get rear-ended by a fucking bus.
Yeah, man. Right here, man, is where the cartel kidnaps people.
I'm down for mangoneada, though, dog.
Oh, yeah, man. We're going to take a little break.
Chamoy, bro.
We're going to take a little break and right back because this is a beautiful view.
Hey, fool.
Yes, sir.
What the fuck is that X4 anyways?
It's a slingshot, bro.
Nah, dick. On the real, though.
It's some art, bro.
Or is it like right there? Is that where you bet at and shit? That casino or
no? No, that's Mexico, the X.
I had heard that it was supposed to commemorate, like, changing the...
No way.
Oh, you're right.
10 años, dog. That's
right.
What it is.
No. You're right. They changed when they changed Mexico used to be M-E-J-I-C-O. Oh,
looking that shit up.
And then they brought it all back because they brought the X back to Mexico, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I think in the middle of the X, they have a disco called Club X.
Wow. That's a lot of history, man. I feel like I gotta go over there like Anthony Bourdain and check that out. So, a lot of things to see here in El Paso. You want to stay in the car or you want to go outside and pause it?
Nah, fool. A giant X symbolizes the blood spilled from the brutal Juarez drug wars, the troubled border between Juarez and El Paso.
Oh.
The scene of many fatal drug-related shootouts has long been inspired by writers and artists. The X, or La X, situated in Juarez, Mexico, south of the border.
Yep. Yeah, man.
I
so
I knew that you fucking.
Is there a Chico's Tacos down there?
Had to hold back.
Yeah, look at this fool. Adam Murray is about to just jump over and fall in Mexico now.
Yeah, I fucking kick him, man. Hey,
this guy's the biggest tourist ever, bro. Yeah, man. I'm right here doing, bro. Doing imitate right now, Adam Murray.
You just did it,
bro. Adam Murray, bro, shooting a video of El Paso. Yeah, man. I'm right here in El Paso, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight there was a killing in El Paso when a stray bullet hit a tourist.
Adam Murray looked like an abandoned biker kid, huh?
Yeah, like he had a good foster home, fool. They didn't do nothing to him.
Like he looked like he was raised by bikers, bro, who were in who couldn't ride bikes no more.
Paraplegic bikers, fool.
Yeah.
Amish and then go back.
Yeah, he looks Amish, but he dressed Amish. He smells Amish.
He's been doing better though, dog.
Yeah, man.
Hey, that shit was funny.
I haven't been to his room to investigate, bro.
This fool said investigate. Now I gotta clean up my room before Felipe comes up here, man.
Man, Adam Murray's watches get bigger and bigger, people. All right.
Fucking watch it.
If you wanna talk about everything we're talking about, we're gonna show photos of everything we've seen. What happened, sir?
From the truck?
What?
Want
yeah, I'm gonna go over there right now. Right. What's up, people? Tell us about your big ass watch.
What's up with that stupid medallion?
It's a Rockwell 50 millimeter. This one is silver with white interlinks, ceramic interlinks.
Orale. You could tell the time in America and in the same place where Wonder Woman was fucking born.
Hell yeah. Give it up for Jake the Snake Roberts Jr. over here.
Oh my God. Speaking of Jake the Snake Roberts, bro, you were
just
there. This fool was there when Jake the Snake Roberts, Nico.
Was on the radio?
Tell us a story about how Jake the Snake fucking slapped your back and left your fucking handprint, bro.
Yeah, it was awesome. Jake the Snake came in. He's doing stories now, or the Unspoken Word tour, what he calls it. And he actually got me on stage, asked me to take my shirt off and show my big white titties. And slapped the shit out of my chest, and then just for good measure, they call it a chop, I think, in wrestling, like where they give you a big hit and it sounds worse than it really is, but it hurt a lot without a shirt on. And then my back, too.
Yes, and this also, man, he's not lying, man. I saw the photo. This was a big-ass fucking handprint in his back, bro, from Jake the Snake Roberts.
Oh, I bet you that fool can smack you silly, though. But that fool has a crazy story, no? Isn't he a product of a rape, Jake the Snake?
Yeah, he has a real... I don't know about the bio, but there was a few... It's like a wrestling documentary called Behind the Mat.
Yeah, and I seen it, dude.
Yeah, he does crack on it. He does like a bunch of stuff and it goes down. But then there's another one called The Redemption of Jake the
Yeah,
Snake.
When that's his life now, right?
Yeah, that's his life now. He does... Because
he called into the podcast, fool. Remember? Oh, cool. Yeah, he did. And he said the story about how now he's living his life through telling his story.
Was he talking about his childhood and like...
How no,
he was,
no.
Oh, okay.
He would just... What was he calling him for? I forgot.
To promote the show, and he's doing stand-up comedy at Flappers.
Yeah, oh, that's right.
Want to go outside or what?
All right, fool. Pause All right, guys,
can
ladies and gentlemen.
Can we stop and go back to the same spot?
I'll hit pause, see All what right, it does. Cool. If not, we'll just go back. All but, right, yeah, we'll be back, ladies and gentlemen.
We'll take some photos, people.
El Paso.
We're going to take photos. You can watch them on my Facebook page.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
It's on, bro.
What's up, fool?
Welcome back.
Well, welcome back, everybody. We took a little break to take on the sights, and we found out where the X is. This is something you never see. We saw a couple of Mennonite women out here. Mennonite, no relations to Minutemen or the Minutemen. Waiting for Nico to make this long-ass turn here.
Can't wait till the fucking tractor trailer to plow into us.
Man.
Jesus, man. Fuck.
Like any typical place, like in L.A., the ice cream man is here. Oh, my God. That was a sharp turn here, huh?
Paletero.
I had some homemade potato chips. You know, the Mexican potato chips with Valentin. Valentin and lemon. Delicious.
Who gives a fuck about those houses?
Rodrigo found out what blue coconut is. It's some bullshit.
I'm trying to say there's blue coconut. That shit's pudrido, bro.
Blue coconut water, man. And guess what? They don't even give you a full cup.
Fuck no, they fucking shaved ice, eh?
That's what I don't like, man, when you get a drink somewhere, like a agua, you know, like a Mexican drink, horchata, tamarindo, jamaica, limonada, or piña, whatever it is. They get tight, man. They put a lot of ice in it. Then that dissolves. Now you have pure water.
You got half and half, fool.
So what's up, fool? Where are you taking us now?
All right, we're going to go down the mountain, and we're going to go to eat at Rib Hut, I think, right? Yeah. If that's what you guys wanted.
Yeah, brother, rib hut, brisket and shit.
Yeah, man, Adam Murray never had... Can you believe, man, Adam Murray, living in Florida, never had Doritos or Tostitos with cheese in them. Nacho cheese, by the way. And corn.
Dude, they just don't have shit like that in Florida, man.
They serve boring-ass hot dogs.
They took a bag of the green Tostitos, which I had never seen.
Say no more.
And they put cheese and corn, and they made like nachos in the bag. It was amazing.
Welcome to our world.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, growing up, man, at the store I used to go to, Moon Store, that guy will put
to the moon, Ellis.
Like, look at this guy jogging. he'll put pickle juice if you want it in your chips only. Pickle juice.
Fuck that.
Which was delicious, by the way.
Tastes like feet.
Oh, my God. It was so good. Pickle juice and Doritos. Oh. And also, if you don't want pickle juice, sometimes, you know, you can mix it up, man, and have pickle juice and jalapeno juice in your chips. And that was delicious. Jalapeno juice. And you could also add nacho cheese in your Doritos, which was the best. The best. For me, I was a fat kid, man. I used to like to shoplift the little packages of Philadelphia cheese, little ones, put in my pocket. And then squeeze it inside the Doritos.
Dorito popper, eh?
Dorito popper. You could tell people with money here have real grass, huh?
Hell yeah, right here, fucking Real Housewives of El Paso houses.
That'd be a fun show, huh? The Real Housewives of El Paso.
This is Juarez Heights.
They're a fucking cartel home.
Wow, man. Look at that tie-dye color house.
I love the motif.
That's a nice home here. What do these homes run for?
We're about to run into one.
Average home prices have fluctuated.
Nico, the real estate agent, eh? I know, what the fuck? It's a different guy.
Before you turn into character, I still asking my question, bro. What think about chicken? Let me tell you.
You can't dance in this
town. It's a lot cheaper than LA, I'm sure.
And, I'm really sure, dude.
Is this like the more pricier homes in El Paso? Or
it's a posh neighborhood.
Yeah, this is definitely one of the older neighborhoods, and it's one of the nicer neighborhoods. Like this is close to the university. So
this is where you grew up?
No. Just because I'm white, Rodrigo, doesn't mean I grew up white.
No,
you just it's the kind of neighborhood, man. If you're walking, you're a house made. This is a good neighborhood, man. Not like the neighborhoods in LA where they say it's a good neighborhood. This is how you know it's a good neighborhood. Yeah. There is no fucking sidewalks.
Hell yeah.
Fucking sidewalks. You got to get hit by somebody here.
Their lawn's made out of pebbles.
When a neighborhood has no sidewalks, that means nobody's going to pass by your house unless he really wants to come to your house. And there's no sidewalk. That means no paletero, no corn man, unless he's driving. But there's nowhere to park unless somebody's driveway. But they're going to kick your ass out. I read a book where the history of why they put sidewalks, you know. And the reason why they stopped putting sidewalks, because when you have a sidewalk, it gives people the right to stand right there and talk, you know, and debate and lecture and stand there, you know, and that's what I read.
Right here, fucking.
Like man. Joking, because Joe Diaz said, you're full of fucking worthless information, cocksucker.
Over here, fucking in the fucking home of gravel driveways.
Balling. A lonely Hillary. Vote for Hillary sign here.
Abandoned. Abandoned by her own party.
Check out this guy right here walking around with a bald head.
Spit on him.
Sorry, bro.
I take offense at that. You know it's going.
We know it's going. It's a
science
definite.
Science is going to cure this soon. I swear to God, Donald Trump better make hair losses for his priority.
Fucking get a head transplant, motherfucker.
So what's up, fool, man? We've been in El Paso since
Wednesday.
Wednesday night, man.
We have a residency here, fool.
Yes, man. I'm thinking about Airbnb in my living room, man.
Fuck, you too sweet. From El Paso to Spokane.
From Spokane. Let's talk about Spokane, man.
Yeah, the town of many swingers.
Spokane, man. We ran into some swingers at the end of the show. This white couple came up to me. He goes, oh, you're so funny. Look at this car.
They got all grabby.
And that guy looked at me and said, man, if you weren't married, man, we'll invite you over to our bubble bath.
Damn.
Like, I want to be in bubble bath with two redneck couples.
Where do I put mine, dog?
That'll be weird, man. If I actually would have took up their offer and shit and I showed up like I really want to take a bath.
With scuba gear.
Scrubbing.
Eh?
All right, crazy guy with a white hat.
My mom showed up with his rubber duckies and shit, eh?
That was the first time I've ever been invited over to somebody's home for sex.
Hey, didn't we know?
They openly asked you, just hey, let's do this.
I don't think you openly get invited, but hey, man, let's go to my house and fuck my wife. Nah, man.
Give me a little wink.
No, it's more like Felipe Esparza. You're so funny. If you weren't married, we would love to invite you over to our suite and take a bubble bath.
Tell jokes as we fuck each other senseless.
Whoa.
Yeah, man. That's something I don't want to do, man.
Like a puppet on a string, huh?
But no matter what, if anybody gets invited over to do such a thing like that, like join a threesome with somebody's wife, at the end, what if you're done before them? You're going to stay there, bro?
Play Scrabble.
Yes, you stay and you watch.
Interesting.
This one said interesting.
Interest.
So you've been doing that. Say, bro, Nico, tell us about that one time, man, you were involved with a threesome with a waitress and... She wanted DP, and that guy got scared. Eh?
What are you talking about? That I have no knowledge of this. This is some strange story, it sounds like.
Don't lie, bro. You were bragging about that shit last night, bro.
On Blast TV.
Sir, I have no idea what accusations you're making, but that would certainly not be in my character.
First of all, man, I would never join no woman with another comedian or anybody that wants a DP. Which is double penetration.
Only guy that's going to be fucking life. This broad is me.
I don't care. I don't care, man.
I don't nut clack.
How hot she is. No, I'm not going to get involved in that.
Fuck that.
Because whatever she's going through, man, it's in her head.
I'll tell you this right
what
now.
What am I, fucking Macho Rizzo here?
I'll be like, let's go. Let's go to the hotel room. As soon as we walk in, I'll push that motherfucker from the door, close that
so
fucking
who
door.
So who initiated
out.
It, bro?
What do you mean? That doesn't sound like anything I know anything about.
Don't fold on the questioning, Henry.
Come on, bro. This is not happening interview.
Yeah, bro. We're going to all.
This is your audition here for This Is Not Happening. You want the other community to talk about it?
This is definitely happening.
Who's had a threesome in here?
What's up? Adam Murray, you've been invited to somebody's house to have sex with a wife?
Yeah, but
with the microphone?
Yeah, but the couple was hideous and it just, like, it was.
Come
like,
on, man.
That's
so it was hideous for you during sex?
They're never gonna be good looking, bro.
No, they never are. The people that want to do crazy
stuff. You gotta be fine if you're gonna do it with me.
Yeah, nude beaches are fat motherfuckers like me, bro. Showing a little baby finger.
Can I tell you one thing, though? Can I tell you, when I do get down to business, man, I sweat like a WWE wrestler, man. Like,
you tell the fool to put a condom on?
You should let her get on top, bro.
Yeah, I should.
You think you sweat because that's your Armenian side and you have a hairy back?
Yes. Yeah, I think my Armenian side and my Mexican side are having a civil war in my back.
How about you, Adam Murray? You never been with that couple that invited you over for the threesome?
I've never done a threesome. I think I had a shot one time with two chicks and I screwed it up. Yeah. Yeah, we were just pulling in and you tried to get in a parking space. You got frazzled when he was asking you about your threesome. And you
can't believe he's asking me about that.
So what happened, bro? The other guy started crying and left?
That's how frazzled you got with that questioning. No, it didn't happen, but you randomly pulled out of the parking space.
Yes, man. Nico's going to run for politics now the way he takes these questions. He's good.
I don't want to talk about it.
He's good under pressure. He don't need...
There's a vegan pizza place. The pizza joint. Right there.
Oh, yeah. No, but we want ribs, bro. Rib hut. You're killing me.
Did you have to
walk? There it is over there, Rib Hut.
We were just there, dude.
Yeah, you were pulling into a parking space.
Did you have to walk to the threesome?
So how does this couple look, Adam? Please tell me. Do they look like they're into a NASCAR? And they do the bonkers room?
Yeah, that's where that kind of shit always happened, was at the Why Not Lounge. It was always these old people. You'd see the hottest 60-year-old you've ever seen in there.
It's sad how... It must be sad to be like one of those swinger couples, and you show up with your wife, and you go meet another couple, and you invite them over, and they say, "Fuck you guys."
It's a numbers game, dude.
That's sad, bro. On the other side. I fucking stop. Yeah, I start being a freak. That's embarrassing. That's road closed through traffic, bro.
You never had a threesome, fool?
Me, I never had a threesome, bro. But only with that girl that had a penis and a vagina.
Bada bing.
Bada bing, the hermaphrodite.
Right. Bada bing.
That's the closest I ever came to a threesome.
Oh, that's just
a person. I had a lot of onesomes, just like Adam Murray.
A lot of one-on-one, huh?
So there's no parking,
huh? Hey, so is that your first threesome or the second one or the third one? Because you seem like a fucking El Paso freak, fool.
What?
Fuck over here acting like a nurse all of a sudden. Oh, that lady in the white just took your fucking shit. Look, the fucking old dude.
They're leaving, though.
Orale. How were those titties, dog? Who said she had titties?
It was awesome. It was awesome.
Wow, man.
Papa.
Did that other comedian text you and said the next time he saw you, "Hey, bro, who's going to be our next victim?"
That was it.
No.
I think Marcio Rizzo, bro, should sell t-shirts. The next victim could be you.
What's your name?
You can park right there where those cones are at? Or further inside? Or that's the streets? You're VIP, bro. You're Nico from KLAQ in El Paso with Buzz in the Morning.
Yeah, you're Threesome Nico.
That's your nickname. Threesome Nico, bro.
Please, no.
Is that why your doctor girlfriend broke up with you?
She going to hear this podcast?
What?
We ran into her, right? Providence, Rhode Island.
Providence, Rhode Island.
It's getting a little too personal for you, huh?
You went over to our boats and had a good time.
Remember?
That sounds kind of weird, too. That sounds kind of weird. Like, hey, you guys hang out with Felipe? Like, dude, Felipe invited me to his boat, his houseboat.
I always want to invite people to my boat. It was a nice boat. First of all, the first boat we went into was the wrong boat.
We're on the wrong lake, you know.
But it was owned by the same guy.
How much time we have? 44:03, Felipe.
All right, stop it.
All right, pause or stop?
Stop. Pause.
All right, pause. We'll see you guys in a few. We're gonna go check out these fucking ribs.
We'll see what's up with the ribs here.
Yeah, man.
And get back to the threesome story here that Nico denies.
Fuck. Sounds like a dude jacking off in the hallway. As far as I'm concerned.
Not recording. Yeah.
Yep. Welcome back.
Get my headphones on.
Yeah, man.
What's up? Okay, I can't hear you.
You can't hear me whatsoever? It's recording right now. Oh, yeah, hang on. Where are you at?
What's up, everybody? We're back. We went to go have, ribs at Rib Hut. What do you think, Roger? Was it better than Rudy's Barbecue?
Probably about the same.
It was good, huh?
Oh, it was good.
I saw the big rib places always have big desserts.
The cobbler.
A big apple cobbler. Peach cobbler. So what's up, fool?
Chilling right here, fucking next to Herman Munster.
So Adam, you were opening up for the Mankind. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I did a 2-man show with him at the Improv.
Mankind the wrestler?
Yeah, yeah.
What's his real name?
Mick Foley.
Nick Foley or Mick?
M-I-C-K, Mick Foley. And he told wrestling stories. He'd only been doing stand-up for 4 years. He was really good for 4 years, man.
Do his stories flow? Like he's a good storyteller?
Yeah, he was definitely a good storyteller. His back and shit's all fucked up from being thrown off the cage by the Undertaker.
The Rock.
The Undertaker threw him off the cage twice. He landed on a fucking fold up table and knocked his teeth up into his skull.
Bob Backlund did that shit.
That was crazy, man. I had no idea. I thought that shit was all fake. I had no idea people like
the landing's real, bro.
Yeah, well, yeah. Apparently, he got seriously fucked up from that.
When they punch each other, are they really punching each other or slapping each other?
I don't know. I didn't ask that, but I mean, I would assume there's only so much you can pull a punch. I mean, they're still getting hit.
Shit's fake.
No, they're slapping each other.
They're slapping each other. It hurts, I think.
I mean,
what bitch
did,
slaps.
What did Jake the Snake say, bro?
He was like, "You want me to show you how real it is?" Just like,
show me.
Show you the python and you held it.
The python. I mean, I yelled and I screamed.
Did Jake the Snake tour with a snake?
He doesn't. He actually is afraid of snakes. He hates snakes.
That's right. He said he was terrified about snakes.
My childhood is like ruined.
Oh, man. He's
Slytherin bastard.
He's Jake. I'm afraid of a snake robbers, bro.
So all those photos he was taking with snakes, he's like terrified out of his mind?
Yes. No wonder. That would drive me to smoke crack.
Opened up a can of worms over here.
You know what, though?
He did tell a story in private, I guess. I don't know if this is a private story, but that
Boots are made of rattlesnake.
A girl that he picked up after a show went back and she was like, she wanted the snake being
turned
brought
out
in.
To be a dude.
No, she wanted to do stuff with the snake in bed. And
what'd she want to do?
Suck one of those snakes' two dicks.
No, she wanted to insert the snake into herself and let it wriggle around.
Oh my god!
And Jake was like, "Nah, I don't like. I'm not gonna do that. I don't like snakes." But then she did it, and then she got skin flakes all over, snake flakes everywhere.
All she could have done, bro, is get a little mouse and put it like in between her leg. Then the snake would have jumped and got that shit.
Called the rat
trap. For real, just put a little baby mouse right there, like little baby mouse, like Joe Diaz, Joe pussy against pussy, cocksuckers. No, all you gotta do is like put a little baby mouse, and then like just wiggle it just a little bit, wiggle it to his snake goes.
Did you see that cathedral back there?
No, and none of our guests who are listening either.
Who gives a fuck?
We're doing a podcast here.
Fucking sightseer.
Okay, Adam Murray is doing visuals. He's taking you guys a picture. There was a cathedral here. Nobody Florida. Saw
it. Jake the Slank was in a cathedral. So was Mankind.
El Paso has pieces of like old school buildings. And then you have like the hood. Then good neighborhoods.
Fucking El Paso's a big ass thrift shop.
It is, man.
Yeah. Yeah, El Paso's like the Goodwill of America.
What is El Paso's main income? Like, what's the main job that people get here besides wearing a sun costume and going out in the sun?
Ribs.
I think healthcare is a big industry here. There are a lot of nurses and the education for that. So we have
I got sick when I drank the water.
That's Mexico. That's the other side, bro. There you get Montezuma's revenge. Here you just get Abraham Lincoln's revenge.
Right here, man. I know that Texas, for example, man. A lot of hospice. That's how you say it?
Hospice. Yeah, it's like where you go when they know you're going to die, and you need help going to death.
So she's that little nurse that steals all your wallet and everything, your gold chains, huh?
Exactly. Perla was her name.
Motherfucker took his graham crackers.
Perla, Spanish for pearl.
She took the pearls too.
Did you ever see people that got put into hospice and then they pulled through?
Reincarnation.
I have never seen somebody pull through hospice.
What Adam is asking, bro? Have you seen a miracle?
No, I've heard of that happening. Yes. Like there was like a I want to say it was like a comic's dad or something. that they put him in hospice because they thought he was going to die, and then he pulled through.
It was my pup.
I just didn't know if that was a common thing. Yeah, like
miracles.
That.
Yeah, miracles happen, bro, for sure. Miracles happen.
You never seen the fucking Virgin Mary in the tortilla?
But it was, it's like a, still a miracle.
Is that an E? Is that?
A bolillo.
I never seen the Virgin Mary on a tortilla, but I thought Prince on toast.
Are tortillas like American
pancakes? I know why doves cry.
That E stands for Eastwood, the high school here. We have letters on our mountain.
Well, Clint Eastwood's from here, huh?
No, but the Hiltons are. Conrad Hilton built the very first Hilton.
Stop lying, dog.
Swear to God. Sorry, look it up. Look it up.
So every high school here has a letter on top of the mountain?
Yeah, the original high schools have like their El Paso Bowie, High. Jefferson, El Paso High, Eastwood.
General Pershing High School.
So when I do that joke about the A, what high school is that? Yes, people, there's mountains here, and there's like big old white letters to tell you what high school it is. Like my high school would be Roosevelt High School, so there'll probably be a RHS on a mountain.
What was your high school?
Theodore Roosevelt High School, bro. We were the Rough Riders, and Hollenbeck Junior High School were the Junior Rough Riders.
Was DMX your mascot?
DMX? I don't get it.
Rough Rider. Stop.
DMX? Go.
Shut him down, girl. Stop. Go. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at?
Motherfuckers be sounding like Rottweilers and shit. Go.
So, yeah, that would be the equivalent with the letters that you see. They used to light them on fire, but now that's like against terrorism rules.
That rib shop had like a whole newspaper thing for JFK's death. Did
Rib Shack?
We got a
biker
Dallas,
here.
Dallas though.
Dallas?
No, he got shot in El Paso, dipshit.
He got shot by Chewy, bro.
Was that really in El Paso?
Yeah, bro. It was here in El Paso, bro. John F. Kennedy was shot here in El Paso, and when he was making the getting out of the, he was coming from Juarez, bro. He had just bought some wrestling masks.
I didn't think that was in
El
Paso.
Yeah, that's true. That is pretty much our history.
Where'd you go to fucking high school? They didn't fucking put their acronyms on the fucking side of the hillside?
Are you talking to Adam or me?
Adam.
Okay.
No.
Let me Adam me.
I lived in Florida. They didn't have hills. Florida school system's awful, apparently.
Yeah, we could tell, bro.
They have swamps.
Well, to our right of us, there's the big X.
So can we see the place where he got shot?
We'll go see it right now. Yeah. JFK was shot in El Paso, bro. Yeah, we'll go find out right now, man. He was shot by Los Zetas.
I thought it was in Dallas.
Los paramilitarios Zetas. That's as much Spanish as I can do.
I'm so bad with fucking like history and shit.
Yeah, man.
History is no mystery.
Martin Luther King was shot in East LA, bro.
It was in El Paso Boulevard in Dallas.
So I just wondered why they, if there was something that, like, was the shooter from El Paso or something? Like, why do they still have that?
He was from Juarez.
I think Lee Harvey Oswald was in the military, may have been at Fort Bliss.
Ramirez is from El Paso.
Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker.
Emia Khalifa.
We all went to the same high school.
That's crazy.
Oh, news up. We have a news update right now. Our past guest, Frankie Carrillo from the Cholos, where are they now? He won a $10 million settlement for being wrongfully accused of a murder. And right now he's running for congressman. So he's running for congressman. And somebody in his fucking truck farted it. Straight up, just fucking Mexican gas chambered us. Or Florida gas chambered us.
Shit, I didn't fart.
Motherfuckers don't give a fuck.
It wasn't me.
Don't lie, though. It was those ribs coming out. It was one of those rib farts.
Little brisket.
Dude, if I'd have done it, everybody would have heard it. You would have heard it.
Hell yeah, but his curls go up. That's funny, man. Like
somebody got a loose ass butt.
How could you have a rib place and then expect people to? You know that people are gonna show up and ask for brisket.
Yeah, they had no brisket.
Hey man,
they didn't have brisket.
No fucking brisket, man.
I thought I read the trip, man. No fucking brisket, man. No fucking brisket. What
Rodrigo
kind of town is it?
So sad.
No fucking brisket. What the fucking ever.
Hey, their mac and cheese was fucking lacking a lot of cheese, huh?
Yeah, you could have used more cheese.
Yeah, lacking the luster. Could have used some butter, a little more cheese.
It was mac and cha.
Mac and Che Rivera.
Yeah.
What's up, Food Podcast? If you're listening this week I'll be in Baltimore, Maryland with Mike Epps.
Where's all the bitches at?
And next week, where we at, Rodrigo?
Next week, following weekend. Let me look at the fucking schedule here.
You know what's in Baltimore, bro?
April's
Maryland.
Maryland, bro.
The fuck? You going to tell me something new
the
here?
NSA. That's in the Baltimore. That's right there. You can check them out. Take a tour.
What's NSA?
You know the secret national security agency? Like the people that the collect information.
Spies, man.
Yeah, spies. Internet spies. Well,
there you go. You fucking victims of espionage over here.
Yeah. All right.
Stop.
Whoa. Where did my rough rides go? Famous Dave's. Tacos Chinapa. Oh, that place yesterday we went to, Tacos Chinapa, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So I couldn't eat anything in there, but they had one of the best salsa I ever had.
Papa, habanero.
Mango habanero, man. That shit fucked up my stomach.
So hot, dude.
Yeah, I know. It was just like fire, lava.
The fool said fire.
You know the Mexican restaurant's good if the old guy working there is 65 and he has dark ass hair. I mean, his fucking hair was dark like fucking charcoal, bro.
This motherfucker dyes his chest hair.
I thought it was Willie's dad, bro.
Sup, bro? Want some taquitos, some flautas for you, bro?
Come on, bro. Give us a Willie Barcena story, Nico.
Hey, bro.
Why are you so bald,
hey,
bro?
Hey, bro. No. Take your notebook out of the bar and just leave it. We're trying to have fun, bro, not work, okay? Leave your notebook outside this bar.
You're making me go right now, bro.
Yeah, man. Nico Armenian, he's a young comic, man. Like, how many years? 4 years? He has 4 minutes. And he's at the stage of comedy where you take your notebook everywhere and you bring it out and show off to chicks. What do you do? Are you a writer? No, I'm a stand-up comedian. Here's some free tickets I got to pass out.
Right?
Yeah. You know how many numbers I've gotten in there? 3. And they worked.
A threesome, what's next? You're on a roll over here, cuck.
Oh, yeah, the threesome, bro. The DP. What happened, bro?
It was single penetration, bro.
I don't remember that.
What happened, bro? How come the other guy got scared?
I do not recollect the nature of those events.
You said he saw your dick and then was like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I want that inside
suck
too.
It.
He was threatened, bro?
Maybe.
Don't clam up now.
I don't think he
that
was
that pink needle.
He finally said, damn, you got more hair on your balls than your head, bro.
It's an Armenian set of balls, you know. That's the balls.
That is crazy, man.
You still talk to that chick?
No.
Yeah, they're Facebook friends.
What? No.
Tag her in this post.
How about the other community? You still talk to him? Because when I see that motherfucker in LA next week, I'm going to ask him, bro.
You mean Lando?
Oh, bro. We were going to say no names, bro. This guy's he's a profound director. He directed Willie Barcena special. He did, right? He was one of the camera number three.
Camera number three working on the background cameras. He's staying on the couch next to Willie and filming him while he sleeps.
Yeah, man. So I've
been riding my sleep, bro.
Let me just go pick up this foe real quick, dog.
Don't forget about it.
For real. All right.
Pause this.
Give me 1 second here. Well, let me go over the dates. So the dates are going to be Saturday, 4-1, Baltimore, Maryland at Royal Farms Arena. Thursday, 4-6 in Hermosa Comedy Magic Club. And Friday, 4-7, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Isleta Resort and Casino with Larry Bubbles Brown. Murr. And 4-14 in Houston, Texas at the Energy Arena with Mike Epps. And 4-8 at Norfolk, Virginia Convocation Center. Yeah, man. All right, guys. We'll be right back with the What's Up Fool podcast. Stop. Go. And we're back.
We're back, people. We're here at the... I had to pick up some full bistro, you know, because, you know, I don't get down with no ribs, even though... I did love ribs at one time. The comic strip is getting packed. The show is going to start in 1 hour. We've been gone all day, so no time for naps.
I'm going to get a little 15-minute one in.
You do 15-minute naps?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Dude, Lisa.
Power naps, dog.
She could bust out a 10-minute nap and get up off refreshed, bro.
What it takes, fool.
I don't understand how you could take a 10-minute nap, bro. Like, it takes me 20 minutes to fall asleep.
Yeah. Kicking and screaming.
Dude, I cannot take a 10-minute nap. I would have to lay in bed for an hour before I go to bed.
Yeah. You'd wake up sleeping when you fucking lay down. Tell us your experience there, fucking sleepwalker.
No, I agree with you. Naps need like an hour, at least.
I've taken a 30-minute nap, bro, and woke up angry, bro.
Yeah, you feel more tired. Like you didn't get enough sleep.
You want to ruin your night, bro, or your day? Jerk off and then go to sleep, bro, and try to take a nap like that. You wake up angry, like your life is over.
I wake up like an angel after that shit.
Dreaming angel.
That's my favorite type of naps.
He doesn't wear dreams, eh?
Busting out naps, right?
What's up, Food Podcast? Man, I don't know how long this podcast is going to be, but it's already going long.
It's an hour.
Oh, that's good enough, man. Thank you very much for listening this week. We'll
give
be back.
Piece, eh?
We'll be back with a fucking 2 episodes this week.
Yeah, okay. Man.
Yeah, man. Good night.